Well, just going around the grounds and finding out where all the teams and athletes are at the moment.
That's right.
Because I've lost track of where people are.
Well, I know. I think the Storm are on the Gold Coast. That's what I think.
Well, let's find out. Ryan Hoffman, assistant coach of the Mighty Melbourne Storm. Hayo gozaimasu. Good morning in Japanese to you, Hoff.
Good morning. Good morning. You got me. Actually, my kids would know that. My kids are doing Japanese at school.
Oh, there you go.
They could have responded to it.
Well, I've just Google searched it, so it's all I know at this stage. But we'll get there in baby steps. Hey, where are you? We've done around the grounds of lots of sports this morning about where teams are, because we actually forget. Hoff, where are you?
I'm in Melbourne, but the team is actually in Noosa. So
right.
What happened was that because the NRL is paying the bill for everyone to move, they've made everyone shrink their squad sizes. So they've we're down to 30 players and 11 staff. So all the they've dropped down the staff sizes to 11. So they're focused mostly on the coaches and the medical staff. So I'm working remotely.
Okay, and how are you finding that? I mean, with your interaction with the players and getting your coaching across, your messaging across, how's that going for you?
Yeah, I'm not actually a coach. I'm a football operations manager.
Oh, I've been told that you said assistant coach.
Yeah, I think that gets told. I've been on the show a few times. I think it's been told I'm coach every time. But yeah, I'm actually football operations.
Well, Hoff, tell us this stuff, man.
This is so you're much more important.
Yeah, I'd like to think so.
Right, so you don't need to do any coaching stuff. Then how's it from a footy operations perspective being offline, offside?
It's a challenge, but we're working quite well. I suppose the joys of technology these days, and I think everyone's pretty used to doing things remotely these days.
Well, that is true, because Sherelle's doing a similar thing with the Melbourne Vixens at the moment. But it hasn't stopped the team. All this disruption hasn't stopped the team, right? It's been quite remarkable. We were going through some numbers the other day on the Melbourne Storm on Monday, it might have been. The average winning margin is 25.5 points per week. It's an unbelievable season so far.
Yeah, nothing fazes these guys, to be quite honest. Whatever challenge has been thrown up to them, whatever obstacles been put in their way, whatever, you know, something different that's been happening on game week, nothing seems to faze them. It's an unbelievably resilient group. I think last year went a long way towards that. But just the fact that they just get on with the job and realising that a lot of the things that are going on, that doesn't affect how you catch a football, it doesn't affect how you tackle or how hard you run. So it's a great attitude the team's got.
So, Ryan, I know we asked you this last time when we also said you were an assistant coach, but are you exceeding your expectations? Because, I mean, you're putting up some amazing cricket scores, you're keeping opposition to low scores, but you've still had a lot of injuries and unavailable players and you're still able to do it. So are you exceeding what you thought was possible?
I don't think we exceed what we thought was possible. We just have an expectation of guys doing their job. And, you know, we put that responsibility on people, whether they've got, you know, game one or two in the jersey or they're game 300. We expect them just to go out there and do their job. And we back ourselves that the system and that the system's going to help get the job done, because, you know, it's quite a simplistic view. But you get everyone doing their job and just make sure they need to focus on doing their job well. It's going to go a long way to the result, regardless of who's in the jersey. We don't expect, you know, we didn't expect Nico Hines to play like Ryan Papenhuyzen. We just expect him to do his job really well, and that's what he's done. And you know, we've seen the result.
Well, Ryan Papenhuyzen is back in the team this week, so that's, I'm sure, exciting for everyone. Hey, Ryan, I'm interested. This is not a direct question in terms of what will happen at the Storm, but we've seen a really interesting situation at Hawthorn Footy Club with a succession plan in place with a really big, successful coach. I know where there's a lot of talk around what Craig Bellamy will do next year, whether he'll be there in a different role. Is that something that you could see could work with someone like Craig Bellamy, such a big figure in the club?
Yeah, look, for Frank Finessi, our football director, and our chairman Matt Tripp and CEO Justin Rodsky, they've got we have a succession plan in place. We know the next Melbourne Storm coach is going to be a Melbourne person. We're not really going to go external. We're going to get someone who's been involved in the club, who knows what the club's about and knows what the Melbourne Storm DNA is about. In terms of having a specific person, I don't think we have that. I'm sure those guys have people in mind. But, you know, Billak's never going to make a decision on how long he's going to coach for, so we've just got to keep those things up in the air.
Well, when he's got the team on edge, like at the moment they're playing the way they are, it doesn't really matter. He can do whatever the hell he likes to the belly eight because they are dominating proceedings at the moment. Friday night, we've got the Cowboys in Townsville as well to continue the momentum. And just, again, just a remarkable team, do remarkable things. Hoff, whatever you're doing, just keep doing it.
Yeah, no worries. Look, it's just keep putting wins on the board and we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Always nice to chat, mate. Enjoy the football operations today.
Cheers, guys.